1947 to 1954, subsequent developments during the rest of the decade of the 1950s and into the 1960s, and indeed into the 21st century. The path of scholarship on the scrolls, and of course, the most important aspects of the contents of these ancient documents. In order to fully comprehend the significance of this major archaeological discovery, we will present the state of scholarship concerning ancient Judaism and early Christianity in the mid-20th century before the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls and show how relatively little scholars really knew. Only by understanding the state of research before these texts came to light can we fully appreciate how radically the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls has changed that picture. Most importantly, we will note how virtually every aspect of the crucial historical period, approximately 2,000 years ago, has been affected by Dead Sea Scrolls research, including our understanding of such Jewish groups as the Pharisees, Sadducees, and Essenes, along with the nascent Jesus movement that spawned Christianity. We begin by asking the question, what are the Dead Sea Scrolls? The scrolls comprise a group of 930 documents found at a site called Qumran on the northwestern shore of the Dead Sea. The scrolls were found during the years 1947 to 1954. These texts date to the years 250 BCE through 50 CE, a 300-year period, though the heyday of Qumran was the period of 150 BCE to 50 BCE, a 100-year slot within that longer 300-year period. The texts are divided into three groups, and I'll present for you now the number of texts as well in each of these groups, although they are rough estimates, except for the first figure, which I will give you, 230. 230, or 25% of the Dead Sea Scrolls, are copies of the books of the Jewish Bible. Every book in the Jewish canon, except for the book of Esther, is represented among these 230 documents. As a whole, this group of texts represents our oldest biblical manuscripts. Prior to the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, our oldest biblical manuscripts were from the early Middle Ages, that is, about 1,000 years later than our Dead Sea Scroll documents. The second group of texts, about 250 of them, or 27% of the corpus, these texts are compositions that were part of common Judaism at the time. That is, they were read and used by various different Jewish groups during the period under consideration. Our third group of texts numbers about 350, or 38% of the 930 total documents found at Qumran. These are the sectarian works, which comprise the most important aspect of the Dead Sea Scrolls, since these texts provide a window into the theology, beliefs, and practices of a unique Jewish sect in the century or two before the time of Jesus, the Roman destruction of Jerusalem and its temple, and the bifurcation of Judaism and Christianity, leading to the establishment of two separate monotheistic traditions. Our fourth group consists of about 100 texts, or 11% of the Dead Sea Scroll corpus. These are too fragmentary to be identified as either sectarian or non-sectarian, that is, belonging to the Qumran sect, or whether they were part of common Judaism. We can be certain that they don't belong to our first group of texts. They clearly are not biblical scrolls. Even just a few words, sometimes even a few letters of Hebrew, would be sufficient to allow us to determine that we're dealing with a copy of the Bible. So 100 texts, too fragmentary to be classified, other than the fact that we can state they are not biblical manuscripts. And those groups together add up to the 930 Dead Sea Scroll documents. It is not always easy to distinguish between the second and third categories that I've outlined for you. Certain works may have been read by all Jews and therefore would fall into our